Albany's always been a Democratic stronghold since the days of Mayor Erastus Corning, who, by the way, was 32 years old, your age, when he became mayor. Do you see us returning at all? Do you see the Democratic Party returning to that former sense of glory where people really felt connected to their politicians, as opposed to today where it seems that there's more disconnect? People are getting mistrustful. They see all this fake news, that's been quoted. They see the actions of politicians on the national scale, and many people are questioning, where do I fit in? Do I really have a place in the Democratic Party?
Sure, and there's a whole host of institutions that I think over the course of the past handful of years and several decades have lost some of their prominence, and political parties are one of them. It's not just the Albany County Democrats, by the way. I mean, I think that's true nationally too, that really even the Democratic and Republican parties there are losing some of the hold and the sway that they had. I mean, we almost had a race this year where you had Bernie Sanders, who was almost the Democratic candidate, and Donald Trump was an outsider who came into the Republican Party. So you almost had a presidential race where the two major parties had other individuals who weren't affiliated with their party come in and take their party nomination. So that just gives you a sense nationally. And I think that that's true locally as well, that there's not as much sway through the Democratic Party as there used to be. And that's not a slight against the Democratic Party. I think that's where society is going, that there is an increase in the individualism of people, that we don't think of ourselves as merely just pawns or pieces on a team or team players, that people express themselves, they express their identity now and what they believe in now. So to bring it back full circle, I hope that we can get more people engaged here over the course of the next few months. When I was younger, 1993 was the last time there was a really, really big mayor's race in Albany. It was 25,000 people participated in the Democratic primary between Jerry Jennings and Harold Joyce. This past election that we had in 2013, there was just over 10,000 people that participated in the election. So there's been this dramatic drop-off in the percentage of people that are participating in what has historically effectively been the selection process because of the overwhelming enrollment advantage. That's not to discount that there will be a race in November as well. So I think we have to go out and touch many thousands of voters that as well aren't necessarily part of the 10,000 that voted last time, but we have to go out and reach out to those folks. So on our end, that's going to be one of the challenges with the campaign, and I think we have a plan to address that and go out. We talk to those voters that have demonstrated that they have continued to vote, but we go find those other individuals as well who may have been marginalized.